coming up next on Your World.
How was it, besides the fear of being homeless, to recognize, dear God, we're kind of basically homeless?
I was scared. Very, very afraid at first. And I'm like, you know, I'm a single parent in a little 3-bedroom, you know, just suitable for just me and my 3 little ones.
What's the number one struggle?
My number one struggle is getting a place to stay for my children and make sure they just had a bed to sleep on. That was my main thing. And I've told them that. I said, no matter what, it's going to happen. And I told them that since the day we left out of that house.
You are that instrument of favor that God is using to extend favor into the lives of these kids. And they will never, ever forget it. And the example that you are setting for them is a pretty awesome one. It's a one of selflessness.
Yes.
And God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love as you minister to them. The issue of pity, you're sowing seed. And man, you can't sow this kind of seed.
That's right.
And not expect that harvest to come.
That's so true.
It just will not happen.
Woo! Welcome to Your World. I'm Creflo Dollar, and today's episode of Your World is going to be really special. You know, the plight of a single mom is difficult. Everybody knows at least one mom who is faced with the difficult task of being her children's sole provider, their sole nurturer, their sole caregiver. And hey, that might even be you. Being a single mom can pose challenges with time, energy, and definitely with money. But what would you do if, on top of being a single mother to your own children, you were faced with having to take in and raise someone else's children too? How about 4 more children? Wow. You know, that's the situation my guest today found herself in 4 years ago when her sister passed away, leaving her 4 children parentless. But my guest never questioned what she was going to do. Don't go anywhere, because today you're going to meet this woman who, against all odds, has for the last 4 years have shown us the meaning of true courage and faith in the face of adversity, right here on Your World. Welcome back. Now, you're about to meet a woman you should call a true hero, Betty Smith. A single mom to 3 children, she was faced with the decision of what to do when her sister, who was a mom to 4, passed away 4 years ago. For Betty, the decision wasn't a hard one. She refused to let her nieces and nephews be split up, so she immediately stepped up and offered to raise them as her own. With a job that paid a modest hourly wage, a 3-bedroom house, and a 4-seater car, that presented quite a challenge. But for nearly 4 years, she found a way to stretch her hourly wage to make it work. 10 months ago, though, they found toxic mold in their house, and eventually termites took it over, leaving them completely homeless. I'm excited to talk with this strong woman of faith and share her story with you today. Betty, welcome to Your World. You have 3 children of your own.
Yes.
And
I actually have 5, 2 older children, but I I have 3 younger children that lives with me.
You raised kind of 2 out the nest.
Right.
3 with you.
Yeah.
And you've taken on 4 more.
When my sister passed away, I immediately told them, let's come on across the street, because they were living with my mom along with my sister. And I told them to come on across the street. You know, y'all going to live with me. I was scared. Very, very afraid at first. And I'm like, you know, I'm a single parent in a little 3-bedroom, you know, just suitable for just me and my 3 little ones. But I had to push the selfishness aside. And I took them along as if they were mine.
With everything that you have gone through with this adjustment, again, the biggest struggle that you would have to identify in now having 7 kids, the situation with the home, having to move out of that house because, I mean, it was dangerous.
Correct.
And it was a decision that had to be made. It was not like, you know, I made a decision because I could have stayed there. I mean, it was dangerous. What's the number one struggle?
My number one struggle is getting a place to stay for my children and making sure they just had a bed to sleep on. That was my main thing. And I've told them that. I said, no matter what, it's going to happen. And I told them that since the day we left out of that house, because we storaged all boxes, no bed, no nothing. We just storaged all boxes of clothes and bedding. So I think that's my biggest struggle, because I'm going to make sure they got ends meet if it takes $5 to feed them, you know. So that's the main thing, just wanting some place for them to lay their head.
Does it get scary sometimes?
It does. It gets very scary. I was afraid that, you know, I wasn't afraid. What I did was I just kept on pushing myself to continue to keep going on with prayers. I pray a lot to keep going forward, because I didn't want people, like I was saying earlier, I don't want people to have pity for me. I'd rather if I tell you something, encourage me, you know, stand by me and let me know if they can help me. Don't feel like, oh, feel sorry for me, because that's not what I want, because I'm taking the time out to do it.
Yeah.
I made this choice,
yeah.
But I know now that God has my back, so I don't put it on anyone else. I take on that responsibility.
Sounds to me that you've made your mind up to be God dependent.
Yes.
And
100%+.
Yeah.
I might drop down a little bit, but he never lets me fall. So I don't. Yes, definitely. I depend on God more than anything. And they know it. My children know it, because I make sure they stay in church so they can understand as well what I'm going through. And I do tell them, you know, I sit down and I tell them, you know, it's not easy with 7 kids. You got to help me out.
It amazes me. I'm thinking about in the book of Genesis, God was talking to Abraham. And he said to Abraham, I'm going to bless you so you can be a blessing until all families of the earth have been blessed. You are that instrument of favor that God is using to extend favor into the lives of these kids. And they will never, ever forget it. And the example that you are setting for them is a pretty awesome one. It's a one of selflessness.
Yes.
Which is rare in these United States of America that you would find that. But I do not believe for one moment that as you have been so faithful to God, because you're expressing your love to your kids.
Yes.
And God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love as you minister to them. So the issue of pity, you're sowing seed. And man, you can't sow this kind of seed.
That's right.
And not expect that harvest to come.
That's so true.
It just will not happen. And what I want you to see is better days.
Yes, better come.
That's what you've been praying, right?
Better come.
Better days are at hand. And I'm telling you, they're going to see it. You're going to see it. You're going to understand the power of God's grace operating in your life. Yes. And I think this is the power of God's grace. I think,
oh, yeah, definitely.
I think you're a demonstration of the power of God's grace, because it was grace, I believe,
that's right,
that put it in your heart to say, there's no way
I'm separating these kids. I got 7 kids. That's how it's going to be.
I'll be
going to 7 weddings, 7 graduations, 7. This is how this is going to be. I've made my mind up to do this.
That's right.
How was it, besides the fear of being homeless, to recognize, dear God, we're kind of basically homeless?
I just began to realize that the last 2-3 months, it became harder. That's when I started crying a lot. I didn't know what to do besides pray and ask God for patience. That's where it was at, because I thought it was going to just happen. Because it has that happened for me like that before in the past. I'm just get up and go and just move into something else. But this time was longer, and I think that me growing helped me to build my patience, because I just thought it was just going to happen just yesterday, you know, and I didn't know it was going to take this long, and I thought I was going to lose them.
Right now, what are your needs?
My main need was my children to have a bed to sleep in. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, that's the only thing I always focused on.
A bed to sleep in.
For them to have a bed to sleep in. Mine, I don't mind. That one that's in storage is going to probably have to go somewhere. But it didn't bother me, because I knew they have a bed to sleep in. I'm going to have one to sleep in with them, you know.
Yeah.
My main thing was for them to have a bed to sleep on, because they're sleeping on either in the bed or on the couch or on the floor, you know. So that, I don't know why that was always my main focus. I just wanted them to have a bed, a roof over their head and a bed to sleep in.
I'll tell you why it was your main focus, because you love them.
Yeah.
And the expression of the love of God that you have for these kids. Audience, doesn't it minister to you? It ministers to me big time. It ministers to me big time. I want to do something here. I want to give you this is a grace covenant that I like to share with people who are on our show. And this grace covenant says, presented on this day, March 31st, 2016, to Betty Smith. I, Betty Smith, accept this grace covenant provided to me by Creflo Dollar and agree with the following statements. I believe Jesus loves me and nothing will ever change that. I believe that grace in the person of Jesus Christ has already provided everything I will ever need to have a healthy, fulfilling, and prosperous life. I believe everything in my past is in my past. Jesus has chosen not to remember it, and neither will I. I will daily proclaim I am the righteousness of God. I will daily live by the belief of understanding grace empowering change to better equip myself for success and to better serve those individuals around me. I will daily flood my life with the word of God and the praises of his saints. And I'm going to take an opportunity to sign here, and I want you to sign right above the righteousness of God, because that's who you are.
Thank you.
You know, this is an opportunity. We're talking. That's yours.
Oh, thank you.
You keep that.
Thank you.
We're talking. How do you feel now?
I've always felt blessed, so, but I feel it's all smiles. I'm happy to share. You know, some people knew me. They didn't. I mean, I didn't have to talk too much about it, but everyone knew my 7 kids. That was the most important thing. So to share with others that about my 7 kids was beautiful. It was really beautiful.
Well, our friends at Muse Salon and Spa would like to offer you a special day of pampering, which will include hair, makeup makeover, and a facial or massage. In other words, you've been doing so much. The first thing we want to do is make sure for Betty and for you that you take an opportunity to do that.
Thank you.
And how you feel?
I feel great. I can't smile hard enough. I'm going to have locked jaws in a minute.
Okay. Well,
that's nice.
Lace Up Kids is a foundation that gives sneakers to children in need. And my son, Jeremy, heard about your story and has offered to purchase each of you guys a pair of sneakers.
Oh, thank you. They're favorites.
Family Fun Night Package from Your World with Creflo, complete with Fandango gift cards for dinner, assortment of concessions for the whole family. Well, are we done?
No.
We also want to give you a weekend getaway to Georgia's premier water park, courtesy of my production company. A weekend getaway. All right. In partnership with True Foundation, we're also giving you bed linens for the whole family. And guess who is coming out right now? Well, welcome to 2 Chainz.
Look at Tay's face. Look at Tay's face. He's stuck.
I'm doing good. How you doing? His foundation. His foundation. True Foundation.
How you doing, Ms. Betty?
All right.
Is supplying all of the linen that you guys need.
Yes, thank you.
And we surely appreciate that. Now, we've got something else.
Thank you.
Okay, so if you look at this screen right here on the back, and check this out.
Hey guys, how you doing? It's Minister Anthony Adams, the youth pastor of World Changers Church International. Hey, listen, we've partnered up with the True Foundation, and we've come together to bless a very special family. Miss Betty, you've been working very hard for the past 10 or so months, and we've seen your effort, and we want to put a huge smile on your face. So this is what we've decided to do. We have 4 sets of these bunk beds, which includes 8 beds for each and every one of your children. We have comforters for the boys, so Quintavious will be good, all the way down to Tiffany or Khadijah. Check it out. You think that's something? Come see what else we got for you. All right, Miss Betty, you just got off work. You had a rough day. You had to fuss out some people that were getting on your nerves. You come home, you take a shower, you get done with helping the kids with their homework. This is your final destination for the evening. Your queen-size 4-piece bedroom set. How about that? With brand new mattresses. Check it out. All this is for you. Why? Because we care about people like you. Come on, let's see what else we got for you. So check it out, Miss Betty. You have a 6-piece living room set here that we're giving you. Why? Because you deserve it. 10 months of going through all the stuff you guys went through, you're gonna enjoy every bit of this and you deserve it. Why not? You know? So, okay, we got the beds. We got the living room. I think that, wait a minute. Where are you guys gonna eat at? It wouldn't be complete unless we gave you a dining room set. How about we throw in one of those as well? Miss Betty, we really love you. We really appreciate everything that you do. So on behalf of the True Foundation, as well as World Changers Church International and James Furniture located in Duluth off Venture Drive, we love you. And God bless you.
Let me ask some. How you feeling?
I kept thinking last night. So I never asked the people for my bed for myself, but I said, I'm just blessed to get one for them. But it feels good.
We want to thank 2 Chainz and True Foundation and James Furniture for all that that they did to help be a blessing. But not finished yet. All that furniture and need to chill out. In fact, we want you to be able to watch this television show
So we want to present to you a brand new top of the line 55-inch 4K large smart LED TV. And we'll let you know when you're going to be on so you can watch this and really look at it. We got one more. My wife, Taff, and I, we love getting an opportunity to meet true heroes. And we're just so grateful for all the gift, but we know that sometimes you just need some dead presidents in your pocket.
Good, okay? All right.
So we want to present you with a $5,000 check for some spending money. And so you can fill up the refrigerator, you know, do some stuff, take care of some stuff here and there. Let me tell you something, Betty Smith, you are a true hero. And for the love that you've extended towards your family and for your kids, God's love expressed through you will now enable their lives to flourish because somebody like you is present and exists on this planet. We love you. We appreciate you. Audience, don't you appreciate them? We are so grateful. So grateful. Now listen, that's what it's all about right now. It's about not just going to church. It's about being the church. You know, my man 2 Chainz knows what it's like to do without, to live with not enough. And he sees it as his responsibility to give back to the community and impact the lives of others in Atlanta through his foundation, the True Foundation. Now, 2 Chainz, we didn't get a chance to talk to you much today, but I want to hear more about all of the other things you've done to help our community through your foundation and how we can team up and really impact our community and love our neighbors just like Jesus told us to do. Will you stick around and talk with us some?
Yeah,
and
so we can. Around?
Yeah. You know, chances are you don't have access to the kind of money that 2 Chainz does, but I hope today has inspired you to start thinking about ways you can give back with what you do have.